This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, that didn't last long. The statue's down in Washington. Did you get eyes on the Epstein Trump statue that was erected yesterday?
No. Really?
All right. So picture life size.
Okay.
Bronze type statue of Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump holding a hand with each other. And it looks like they're skipping. One's on the left, one's on the right, gleefully skipping through life.
How did they do statue that?
I don't know. It went up. They got a permit for it. It was defined as protest artwork, and it was erected at the National Mall in Washington at about 5:30 yesterday morning. Did not last a day. It was placed on the east side of the mall, enough to get some pictures with the Capitol building in the background. So the images are up. They did have a permit to keep it up there until Sunday and exercising freedom of speech via this artwork. Well, apparently it was too tall according to the permit and they had to take it down. So only lasted a day. Some very interesting protest artwork. But when you see, I don't know, I just kind of chuckled when I saw it. I'm like, here we go. That was in Washington. It is the statue of President Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein just gleefully skipping along. That statue is now gone.
The plaque looks like one of the, you know, when you make the heart like Taylor Swift does.
Yes, yes.
And in the middle of it, it says, in honor of Friendship Month. And they had...
There you go. There, so tongue in cheek. I'm guessing somebody's cheek didn't like it.
Well, they said they would give them 24 hours notice if it had to be taken down. And shockingly, Nick, the statue got broken up into pieces and removed overnight.
Yeah. They kind of sawed the top off it. Like, it was pretty aggressive with however it was taken down. Anyhow, that was up for less than a day. Shatner rushed to the hospital, Star Trek icon, and then all the other shows. William Shatner rushed to the hospital after he experienced a medical emergency. This happened yesterday afternoon. He's 94 years old, had an issue with his blood sugar while in his home, Los Angeles, taken to the hospital. He's good, doing good, resting comfortably. Bones not available to take care of him, so he was rushed to the hospital. Captain James T. Kirk and a player on the set of Star Trek way back when. Aaron Judge reaches 50 homers for the fourth time. How you like them apples, Yankees fans? Tying a record, a major league record tied by reaching 50 home runs for the fourth time, hitting a three-run drive for the Yankees, second inning of an 8-1 victory against the White Sox that happened last night. Judge then added the 51st of the season in the 8th. Pretty sweet for Aaron Judge. And Rihanna has another baby in the mix, a baby girl being announced, baby number 3 with ASAP Rocky. Rihanna had the baby. It's a girl. The name they've chose to join RZA and Riot is their daughter, Rocky. Rocky Irish Mayors. Rocky with an I on the end, R-O-C-K-I. Rocky was born a little while ago, September 13th, and just putting out the announcement on Insta yesterday. And finally this morning, Josh Allen talking about this weekend. Saints going to be in town Sunday, 1 o'clock, OP.
Yeah, the challenge is, again, they're going to have their ears pinned back. They want to win as badly as anybody in the league right now. And, again, there's no easy games in this league. They're going to come out. They're going to have their best shot, and we got to figure out how to stop that and adjust accordingly during the game. But they got a front that's really good. They got some DBs that can make some plays on the ball, and I think they're playing a lot better than their score. And I know last week just kind of got out of hand early on, but the first 2 weeks, I mean, they're playing really good football. So we got to be prepared for anything.
Be prepared Sunday, 1 o'clock, and it's going to be hot. Looking out for a high of around 78 degrees for Sunday's game for those going to the stadium. By the way, speaking of the stadium, the farewell season, they're already looking forward to what's next for that facility. And there were about 100 bidders that showed up to vie for the contract to take it down. Take it down. A lot of people coming up to saying they could do it, but they're looking. There was an information session that's focused on the demolition of the current stadium, which will be replaced next year by the new thing across the street. If you haven't seen it, it's right across the street, Jan. Easy to spot when you're at the Bill store. Look across the street and to the left. Didn't.
Oh, really? You can see it.
And you'll
it.
See the new stadium. Yeah. To the left. Really?
You know what I think for? I think for families in Western New York that have been dedicated season ticket holders, they should have the first crack at the seats that they sat in. I think, you know, if they're demolishing, are they making that opportunity available?
I'm sure this was more on the construction side of things, not the dismantling and where does the stuff go.
Uh-huh. I think well, this, you know, they're going to save
turf
those
and chairs
seats.
And all that. Like, someone's going to have goalposts. There'll be some house out in Lancaster.
Oh, for sure.
With the goalpost in the front yard fully erected.
Well, they've donated the turf from the field many times to high schools mm-hmm. in Western mm-hmm. New York. So we have to give it to the high schools first, in my opinion. Although this would be pretty special
well,
turf.
No, lately they've been cutting it up. You know, last time they did, they cut it up and they sold it.
Yeah. Well,
they sold.
One guy bought the rights to most of the turf, and yeah,
yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then sold
everything's
it off. Yeah,
got
whatever they choose with it, they're usually yeah. pretty giving as far as we're talking. So yesterday I went to this demo of a sound system company. Uh-huh. And this is just funny for all the neighbors that had to test. This was a concert sound system company. This was in a residential neighborhood. So,
oh my gosh,
in Tonawanda, a place called Stark Tech, and they're doing a lot of the work at the new stadium. So anyhow, they're showing off all these big concert speakers and. I mean, for a while, it was loud, but the convo came up. What happens to the sound system at the current stadium?
Yeah,
they're not moving it across
that.
The street. They're putting in all new stuff.
Oh, that would be sick.
And
could
I'm
you
thinking,
imagine
well, those
owning
be some
that?
Sweet speakers. Right. I wondered, are they going to donate to another facility? Are they going to repurpose it? I don't know. Is Coach going to have a really sweet sound system in his office? Like,
or Josh's
like what are they going to do?
Yeah, Josh's for karaoke house. Night.
Yeah, big pool party for karaoke night. I don't yeah. know. But yeah, there is going to be the question of what to do with all the stuff because on top of it probably has value at a new place. Mm-hmm. Also, they want to repurpose it. You don't just want to throw that stuff in the trash.
How about the Jumbotron in your backyard?
Thank you,
Lise. Wait, couldn't they just give us like 1 year to have parties at the old stadium so you could like rent out the party and be on the field for your wedding or birthday party or team party? Like, couldn't they just give us 1 year to just have fun with that place?
Would love that.
I'd like to be the party planner for the old stadium. Like, before it gets torn down, let's just have, we should do like a Christmas bash or kiss the summer hello at that stadium. It would be so sick.
One big before blowout, they, one final.
Yeah, before they like whoop, dismantle whoop. It, it would be so much fun.
Yeah. So, I don't know, if you're into demolition, The bidding process, I'm not sure what the timeline is, but the actual demolition and remediation work, because you don't just want to knock it down, you want to do it yeah. safely and all that. That's expected to price out at around $30 million. And the new stadium across the street will need more parking. So the current stadium site will probably end up being a parking lot. That is the current
wow.
projection,
really?
The current plan. Yeah.
What was the thing that we all watched on TV? And I feel like it was on a weekend where we got to watch something blow up. Like everybody's fascinated by something getting demolished.
The
where
demolition.
They put
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The demo. What was it that was well, like it was we tele- it was televised and everything.
Yes. Yeah. It was something. No, something. I don't know.
I feel like it was a building in Buffalo.
Yeah, there was. You're
there
right.
Was,
there's something.
There was. Well, all the TV yeah. stations just throw a camera on it. Yeah,
I know, but I'll watch that. I mean, it's cool.
I don't
to
think
see.
I have those memories on this hard drive, Jan. I don't remember.
No, you don't. Not today. It just came to me. I was like, okay, all right. But it's so. I mean,
no,
it's so
no,
exciting.
I just use the brain.
This is like a dream come true that we're getting a new stadium.
It is.
It's going to be the talk of the NFL next year. I can't wait. Yeah. And to everybody that's doing such a good job with that stadium, keep up the good work. Keep us on track.
Sound system, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:59.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.